This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and I have one word for you. It is Nerf. You can get a hold of us, by the way, 24/7 at kjradio.com. Call us at 844-551-8255. Nerf, I say. And you're saying, Kevin, what are you talking about? I did. I said Nerf. You know what Nerf is. You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy. You know what Nerf is, right? Nerf, the guns. Nerf. Have you seen the evolution of the Nerf guns? Remember when the Nerf gun was a single shooter? You load that thing in a chamber and pew, you load it in and, pow, and the air thing sent it out and it was a little thing and it was harmless because it could hit you almost in the eyeball and still be okay. Well, Nerf now has, I mean, have you seen these guns? These things have, you know, like, what do they call it, the clip? It's got a, my son has Nerf guns that look like Rambo made them, designed by Rambo. Designed by Al-Qaeda. These guns are amazing. I was wondering, is Nerf screwing Harvey Weinstein? How can they still make these kind of weapons? I get their, you know, the toys. The best one my son has a turret on it. It looks like that, they call it the cutter. Jesse Ventura used it in a Predator, you know. It just mows down the jungle. You know what I'm talking about, right? That gun, he's got a Nerf gun that looks just like that. You load 20 bullets in it, and it has a spinning turret, and he just, and you can just do it individually, pop, 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 or you can put it in auto mode, and just, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and this thing will spray Nerf at you. It's amazing. I love that gun. I love it. If you're going to be in a Nerf war, that's the one you want. And then he's got a little six shooter. It looks like a revolver. And you load the Nerf, you know, things. It's, I think it holds six. Put it in there, and you have to pump it. Pow, pow, pow. Nerf. How does Nerf get to still survive in a leftist world? And they run advertisements day and night, night and day. They come out with new, more dangerous Nerfs every single season. And, you know, the thing that bugs me about them is sometimes the things don't always fit. The little, you know, they make different inserts. So you gotta buck up on the inserts. But I'll tell you, I have a blast with them. But I have to ask the question. Who is Nerf sleeping with to get to make these guns? Everybody else is under fire. You can't even make the gun symbol in school. No, you get arrested. Third graders getting arrested. Hey, mama, you come bail me out. I'm down in the big house. Made a gun symbol with my finger. Did you do that at your teacher, son? No, mom, I was just like, you know, just telling one of my friends, like, hey, we're going to go shooting after the school. I don't know. You get what I'm... Look. One kid, what'd he do? He made a bread. He formed his bread into an L shape. And they said it's a gun. And the kid's like, it's a gun. Looks like an L to me. Or an R. Could it not be a letter? Leftists now see guns in everything. As they try to blame Vegas on conservatives. We know what Vegas is about. I'm just saying. The only reason I bring this up is Christmas season's coming up. You may be thinking about getting your kids some kind of a gift. And I'm thinking, how many of you, do you want a Nerf, do you guys have Nerf guns? I know you don't have kids, but do you guys have Nerf guns? Have you played with Nerf guns? Yes, they've evolved, am I right? They're a lot more fun. My son's one of them. Yeah, I use double D batteries in this Nerf gun. That's how powerful this thing is. And you can tell when it's kind of winding down. Whoa, 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 whoa. That thing, when you put the fresh batteries in, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, it just goes to town. I love that thing. You know what? I am at it. If Nerf is sleeping with Hollywood and giving a little up there to the D.C. bureaucrats, good for y'all. Because I get to play with my son's really cool Nerf weapons. He's got a whole assortment. We gave some to charity Because you got to give your guns away. I mean, come on. We gave some to charity because I was telling him, I said, do you play with these guns? Because he got two one time for his birthday from his brothers. I said, are you still playing with those? He goes, nah, Dad, I got these really cool ones over here, you know, with the 25-round clips and stuff. Stuff that would be outlawed if Nerf wasn't sleeping with some bureaucrats. But apparently, they can get away with this. Nerf might have like a for all I know, they got a turret that holds 150 Nerf bullets, and the left says nothing. They leave them alone. Same thing with the water cannons, water guns. You know, a brother holds the patent for the super soaker. I didn't know. I mean, I learned this about a year and a half ago. Yeah, black dude sold the rights. $5 million, instant millionaire. Saw a need. Anyway, look, Christmas season's coming up. I want to buy my kid this, but we gave these Nerf guns to kids that are in, you know, not foster care, but living with their mothers in shelters and things like this. We give them these, and they, you know, they enjoy them. They really love them. Extra bullets and stuff. Why shouldn't they get, I mean, sometimes for these kids, that's as close as they get to a weapon until, you know, they get to the age of 12 and they go get their own illegal one. Yeah, that's as close as they get. Somebody's got to start these kids out on the straight and narrow. I'm not even being funny about that. At least they get a chance to see, you know, the physics of Nerf bullets and things like that. Work it out for yourselves till you get into school, till you drop out in the eighth grade. Yeah, I'm being hard on them, being hard on leftists. I would love to get kids like that, take them out to my friend Jay Novacek's ranch in Texas, and let them go work that ranch, see how meat is processed, you know, how you farm animals. Animal husbandry is what they call it, farming and ranching. And then let them shoot a can, see what a firearm is like. Then let them go hunting and see what a bullet can do to a body, but that you process the meat, that hunting is only meant to feed your, you know, your family and things like this. That's what these kids need. Yeah. And then they can go do Nerf battles afterwards and see that there is a time when you can use a real weapon and there's a time when you can have fun with a Nerf firearm. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I don't know why Nerf was on my mind. I saw a commercial. My kid was watching the show, and I said, you know what? I don't even know how these guys still exist. It made me wonder, how could they possibly exist in the climate that we're in? You would think they would ban Nerf. Maybe it's because of Nerf making Frisbees and other products. I don't know. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. What do we want to talk about? It's a little bit more on Weinstein. Clinton State Department. The hot story there, seriously. Comey, he's going to be back in the news soon. Folks, we are winning so much in the battle against leftism and progressivism, it's scary. It really is. It makes you wonder, come on, God, don't be setting us up now. You know he's got the right plan.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's really weird. They have no guns, and yet they have a very high crime rate in England, which tells you how polite the English are. Give me your wallet. All right. How do you have a crime rate, no weapons? That's what I want to know. Does a guy walk into a bank? Give me all your money. I've got a soccer ball. Ian, that's a Spalding. He's serious.
Over there, Britain, trying to sympathize with me. Oh, Bill, crime is horrible. Bill, if it's any consolation, crime is horrible here, too. You live in a land of fairies and elves compared to us. You should never compare your crime to America.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Bill Hicks laying it down. Bill Hicks committed suicide. Funny guy. And, you know, one of these disturbed leftist comics that couldn't deal with the real world. In the real world, it's funny. If you are living life to the fullest, And I'm not talking about partying till you throw up and, you know, blanking out and going, where am I? That's not living to the fullest. But the point is this. If you're living life to the fullest the way your DNA wants you to live it, you would never, I mean, hardly ever would you consider ending it. And because you're fulfilled, and so when you, I'll put it to you this way. When I was younger, I always worried about death. I was like, man, you could die. God, it would stink to die. Yeah. But as you get older, you go, you're going to die. You have to have lived the life of experiences that if today is your day, you just go, today is my day. Or some worse yet, somebody goes, you have a year to live. And you go, wow. Okay, well, no regrets. Year to live. I'll do what I want. You know, I'll figure out what's going to give me fulfillment for the rest of this life. And I move on. Leftists don't have that. They don't. Miserable people. And what's funny, they get mad at me when I tell them, you're miserable. I'm not miserable. I'm super happy. I do what I want. I feel like I'm free. I'm this and I go, you ain't free. Shut up. You ain't free. Yeah. Well, I can spend my money anyway. Where you get your money? With the government. Then you're not free. You waiting on government? Who's paying? My mom and my dad, my brother, my uncle, my sugar daddy, whatever. You're not free. Slave to them. Waiting on the money. You are in no way free. You'd be freer if you said, I live in a one-bedroom apartment. I pay $100 a month. And I'm, you know, 5 years paid in advance. And I go when I want. I do what I want. And I, you know, sell my art on the street. And I've got, you know, $1 million in the bank from having done that successfully. I have no debt. And now you can convince me you're free. And living life on your terms. Not bothering anybody. Not hassling anybody. There are very few people that reach that level of self-actualization. And the majority of them who do are conservatives. The leftists will tell you, I have friends like this, lefty friends. Yeah, man, kid. And had some friends that started a band. They were horrible. And I was listening to them and I went, guys, truth, you know, real talk?
Yeah.
Y'all suck. You know what they told me? We know. Yeah. They go, we know, man. They're good looking guys. They're like, we know we suck. But, you know, that never mattered. I was like, really? You think you're going to commercialize it? Nah, no. You know, but they kind of thought they were. They, long story, they lived in a, to get inside their apartment, you literally had to jump all over the furniture before you could finally get to a place to stand. They were living like vagabonds. Happy. We're happy? No, you're not. Nothing in your refrigerator. You live like bums. They got this big, it looked like a, like tent city, but it was a, you know, in these big, what do they call them, sofa sectionals, you know, but the sectionals were put together to where six people could sleep side by side simultaneously. That's how it was. I think there were probably six guys living in that apartment. One bedroom, living room was just a sectional. And when they wanted to rehearse, they would throw the pieces up on top of each other so they could rehearse. It was ridiculous. We're happy. You're not happy. You'd be happy if you were making millions of dollars selling out concerts. You're not happy. And you know you're never going to get there. But for the record, this is probably, I hadn't seen Keith Sue in many years. He's the same dude. Same guy. Good looking guys, man. Could have done whatever they wanted to do. Leftists living on the beach near Venice Beach. Right around the corner. We'd walk over there and work out. Just bizarre, man. And, I don't know. I hate seeing people not live up to their potential and looking for an excuse. We're not good. Are you going to get good? No, we're not. We don't have any dreams of getting good. We're good-looking guys. They don't want anything. Girls want good looks. Put some tunes together. No, they don't. I don't know where this idea that you don't have to work for it. That's so rare. But these guys, to their credit, they didn't lament the success of others. Like most leftists. Most leftists hate when you're successful. They hate it. Anyway, I want to talk about Britain's ban of guns. Happened in 1997. So they're in their 20th year of the gun ban. And I don't know if you watch British TV or anything like that much, but the bad guys in Britain all have guns. They all have guns. The gun laws mean nothing to them. And if you think I'm kidding, call your friends in Britain, your British buddies or whatever. Ask them, say, hey, do you think the bad guys in Britain have guns? And see what they tell you. I already know the answer. Yes, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, yeah. Now, these people aren't dealing with the seedy folks, but you know what they see? They see British TV, British spy films, British, whatever, cop dramas, whatever. Everything we have here, they have there. And they see it, and they know all these criminals have guns. But worse than that, there's a knife attack in Britain every 4 minutes. 130,000 knife attacks per month. Fatal attacks, vary. But knife wounds are horrible. A bullet goes in, and either it goes through you, or, don't misunderstand me, it can jack you up. Because it's a powerful projectile. It's a projectile being propelled at, hundreds of miles an hour. So it can jack you up. But a knife? Whoo! People don't realize. A bullet cauterizes as it goes through many times. Because it's burning through. That sensation sometimes can hurt as much as the actual bullet itself. That cauterizing effect. But a knife? There's no cauterizing. That bad boy goes in, and if a guy knows what he's doing, man, he can rip you up. A bullet has, one angle, unless it hits bone. A knife is based on the holder, and it's not good news. Britain's got a huge number of knife attacks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. They are blaming this Parkland shooting on toxic masculinity. Did you hear me? Toxic masculinity. If I ever start a boy band, that's what I'm going to call it. Toxic masculinity. My, 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 bye, 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 but don't want no women around. Toxic masculinity. Oh, my goodness. What about toxic femininity? Is there such a thing? Can such a thing exist? You know, I was looking at the feminist movement and what it's evolved into. The feminist in America used to be women who said, my husband is going to respect me as a woman, respect our children, be a good family man, blah, blah, blah. Now it's become the hairy armpit crowd, you know, who do nothing except sit around hanging with each other, promoting the LGBT, the L of the LGBT his situation, and complaining about men, the misandrists of the world that hate men. Toxic masculinity. Toxic femininity is what's ruined America. What's ruined the world? I was watching some movie. What was it? I can't remember what it was, but it was like all the guys in this film were just dumb, and the woman was the one who was the best with the martial arts thing. It was maybe it was you know what it was? It was one of these Marvel Comics things, and the girl beat up a bunch of dudes because she was the martial arts instructor. And don't misunderstand me; I've worked out with some martial arts instructor females who are bad to the bone, absolutely. Will destroy the average dude. But they can't beat the baddest guys in the dojo. They just flatly can't. And I know some very, very amazing martial arts women. Really do. Anyway, toxic masculinity is what they're blaming this on. So, there was a story that's been circulating. Why didn't the police shoot Nicholas Cruz? And Constitution.com reported this. They said for the last week or so, the entire nation has been talking about gun control, or at least the media has. The sudden tsunami of gun control stories, articles, op-eds, and segments is a result of the terrible mass shooting that took place at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Sadly, the focus on gun control has caused the media and the people who get their news from the media to miss the far larger scandal revolving around Douglas High School. So here's what they're going to talk about. Now, they're not talking about the officers who didn't run into the building and all this other stuff. They're not talking about the scandal at the FBI about who knew about Nicholas Cruz and his desires for mayhem and violence. They write this. The story begins 6 years ago in Miami-Dade County, just south of Broward, where the school district was struggling to succeed. And all of the data painted a picture of a failing school district.
The district noticed that larger portions of the school populations were being arrested at a higher proportion than the rest of their community. And they realized that if they could cut down on the criminality of their students, they could improve the data coming out of their schools. Now, this isn't just happening in Miami, Broward and all that. Keep this in mind. I talked about this in Chicago schools where they say we can't put any more, the bad marks, if you will, on black folks, black kids in school. When you reach the threshold, you must stop. So back to this article, it says the district entered into a relationship with local police and concluded a deal that would ensure that the police would stop arresting many of their students. Within a year or two, surrounding communities began to notice a change in Miami-Dade's fortune, which included a new influx of money. And Broward County decided it was time they entered into a similar deal with the local police force. What I'm telling you folks is the leftists cooked the books. There's more crime in schools than you can imagine. There's more crimes in communities than gets reported. They cooked the books with the police. For what? Tax dollars. So the Broward County School Board and the district superintendent entered into a political agreement with Broward County's law enforcement officials to stop arresting students for crimes. And the motive was simple. The school system's administrators wanted to improve their statistics. They would get state and federal grant money from the improvements therein. So cooking the books meant more dollars. Doesn't mean there was less crime. Doesn't mean, for example, when they cook the books and tell you, hey, our students come to class, they graduate. They cook the books on the grades. They cook the books on attendance. All to get money and to pretend that the students are better for it. Students are getting less education. They're in a much more dangerous environment, and the schools continue to get money thrown at them. He says, in the article, it's important to remember this was not an arbitrary change. It was a well-planned, fundamental shift in the entire dynamic of how teenagers would be treated when they engaged in criminal conduct. Now, that's going to make a lot more sense here in a little bit. I want you to consider. A kid goes out, he does something, commits a crime, and it starts out as just misdemeanors. You know, shoplifting this, minor vandalism, things like that. We talked about it the other day. And the police excuse these behaviors. But then they start excusing felonies, violent crimes, assault, armed robbery, far worse. I mentioned it the other day. A lot of girls are actually raped at school. Now, you can see how this is going to cause problems, because it's one thing to overlook the small things, but as we've learned, if you pay much attention to criminal justice, people tend to escalate. If there are no consequences, they say, well, they'll let me do this. Maybe I'll try this. And they keep ratcheting it up. So once the system seems to be working, the district needed the police to continue lowering arrests year over year. So the police were being forced to excuse more and more criminal acts that were increasing in severity. You can understand this problem is not going to go away. If I'm getting away with one thing and you let me, and then there's no consequence and I get away with it again and again and again, I'm going to go, you know what? This is pretty much a license to steal. Pardon the pun. So in the years that followed, youth crime in Miami-Dade and Broward is growing steadily worse. And an odd quota system developed. And once a certain number of high school students had been arrested in the county, leadership would make sure that the other crimes that were committed were being excused. Exactly what happened in Chicago. By the way, if you think this is limited to Miami-Dade and Broward County and, Cook County area, you are sadly mistaken. This is going on all over the country. Once educators find out how to get money, they send out the bell, everybody starts cashing in. And that's exactly what's happened. So, they commit more crimes. They begin planning their biggest, more important activities later in the month, later in the quarter, at times when schools were collecting their data for reporting. And in this way, gangs could take advantage of committing crimes at a time when police would be most likely to give high school age kids a pass. You follow? It's kind of like when you buy a car and they say, you buy the car at the first of the month? No, you wait until the end of the month. Do you buy a car in the middle of the year? No, you wait until the end of year, model year clearance. That's when you buy. That's when you get the best deal. These kids, these gangbangers, everybody knows exactly when they hit that quota number. And they say, that's it. So that's what's happened here, folks. You're finding out what's really, you know, going on with this school shooting. These guys were, I mean, I'm not saying they were at the quota number and they went, okay, well, we got to let this guy kill and we'll be able to sweep it under the rug. But you got a police system, a corrupt system now that's in cahoots with the school, and they're going, oh, you know, do we go in? What do we do to this guy? You know, how are we going to cover this up? Look, I don't know all the details around this, but what I'm telling you is it escalated to this point. If you wonder why this guy, these four deputies, supposedly waited outside of the school watching Nicholas Cruz go in and start shooting and still not go in, this is probably a pretty good indicator. This guy continues, with the intricate nature of the relationship between the police and schools, it became vital that the school resource officers placed at schools understood how the symbiotic relationship between the district and the police was supposed to work. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. They needed these school resource officers who were adept at ensuring that criminal activities of the students would not be reported as crimes and endanger the district's political and financial futures. It is these guys are liaisons between the money, is what it amounts to. So this demonized student resource officer, school resource officer Scott Peterson, who stood outside the school, probably refused to share information on the shooter and social services back in 2016 for exactly the reason I just explained.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Fellow with the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics, and I will argue, debate any point with any of the knuckleheads that want to challenge conservatism in any of the things that we've been talking about now. Circular, you know, I mean, it's so cyclic, it's sickening for decades. And of course, the one that we're talking about now is gun control. And every time there's a shooting, we talk about gun control. I'm talking about a shooting like this. There's never a talk of gun control when somebody accosts a regular person. And what about when we find out that that person has an illegal weapon? How many illegal weapons do we have in this country? I would love to see that number. The number of illegal versus legal weapons. And then I'd like to know how many crimes legal guns are involved in versus illegal. And then I'd like to know who is committing these crimes. I'm talking about political ideology. Not just, oh, it was a, you know, a lady to kill this dude or a dude to kill this, whatever. No, no, no. I want to know politics. I want to know color. I want to know all the stats that the left wants to regale us with when they want to get their way. And you all know why I want to know this. Because we know who's committing these crimes. I already know, look, I don't know the numbers, but I will tell you this. The number of guns that are illegally obtained and committed and used in crimes is astronomically bigger than the number of guns that are done, that are legal and used in crimes. Legal guns involved in crimes are generally crimes of passion or things like that. People don't, you know, I'm going to go rob a liquor store and take my gun with me, you know, my legally licensed gun. And, of course, the reason why I want to know the political affiliation of the person committing the gun crime is because I already know the answer. It's going to be a Democrat. It's going to be a leftist. If they're not registered, if you talk to them, they will tell you, I lean more to the left. If I were to vote, I would vote Democrat. And then I want to know the other stats. I want to know the ethnicity. I want to be able to say to you definitively that the far number of crimes committed with guns are with young black thugs. Now, I'm not trying to condemn young black thugs necessarily. If it turned out it was with Mexican bandidos, I'd be okay with that. If it turns out it's with white boys, I'd be okay with that. But let me make you a bet. If they do get you the numbers on gun crimes, who commits them, etc., it will be per capita, maybe outright, young black perps. Now, I also want to know gender, because they're talking about, well, we won't know one thing about the gun control issue. It's always going to be men. Okay, maybe so. But what kind of men? I want to know per capita, because if we're going to start dogging men, I believe they're going to have to start dogging black men. And I want to see leftists start dogging black men. See, if it turned out statistics were bad for black men, I'd tell you. And I dog black men. I don't mind dogging black men. Here's the problem. If I dog black men, I'm dogging myself. I happen to be a black man. Now, I don't commit crimes with illegal guns or with legal guns. I, for the most part, don't commit crimes, not anything I know of. So if I'm not committing crimes and I'm dogging black men, I want the problem solved. I don't want to be associated with a group that they go, well, Kevin, your propensity of your group is to commit more crimes. I already know that. That's why I work hard. I should say hard, not to be, it isn't I'm running from black men. It's that I don't want to be associated with a group where they go, he kills cops, he deals drugs, he doesn't take care of his kids. Now, I'm not. None of those things apply to me. I could shut up and just go, whatever. But I don't, because I don't want it to apply to my sons, who happen to be young black men, except for one of them who's a boy, but he'll be a man one day. So let's force these guys. You want to be all statistical, Mr. Government? That I would say to Donald Trump, use statistics against the left. They have demagogued statistics in their favor for decades. It's time we come back with this. That's what I say. But let's talk guns for a bit. The hard truth in mass shootings that do occur periodically, and we talk about the, quote, gun epidemic for a while, only 98 deaths in 2016 from, quote, mass shootings, out of the approximately 34,000 gun deaths that America suffers each year. Now, I don't know how many people die from cancer or high cholesterol or whatever, but I can tell you this. I don't see the left talking about banning, you know, if you serve trans fats. Well, I shouldn't say that they aren't doing that, but they aren't taking a hard enough stance. I bet you more people die from, you know, fat heart disease or heart attacks or whatever than these gun numbers. But here's what's really interesting about the gun deaths. and this is going to put a wrinkle in the whole thing. Two-thirds of the 34,000 gun deaths come from suicides. Over 20,000 deaths a year from suicides, not homicides. So you take those 20,000, it's a little bit more, but let's just say 20,000. 14,000 deaths, mostly in Chicago, I'm just kidding, but a lot of them. 14,000 deaths occur at the hands of somebody else, a homicide. So if you look at those numbers, 14,000 deaths from homicides, and then you say, we go look at those statistics that I mentioned earlier. Who's doing it? What's the political affiliation? And what's the gender? What's the ethnicity of the perp, etc.? That's what we're driving in on, this 14,000 deaths. Now, I asked the question earlier, do you think that Jimmy Kimmel or any, I think Rosanna Arquette, the other girl, one of those Arquette chicks, she chimed in and say something about the gun. Again, nobody giving any credence to the person behind the weapon. I haven't seen, most of these celebrities are like, they pretended. What are you talking about? It's the gun, man. If he didn't have that gun, he couldn't do it. Yeah, he could. The 20,000 suicides that happened in this country, if they didn't have guns, they'd do something else. Just the facts. Anyway, they said this is what Bernie Sanders, and I'll give a quote for him in just a second, but they were trying to get somebody on the left to take on the mantle of gun control. And in this article, they say this: any serious attempt to address gun violence at the source has to address the accessibility of handguns. But what you mostly hear from gun control proponents, even from the farthest left edge of the Democratic Party, are the more politically palatable but narrower policies for a stronger background check system and an assault weapons ban. It's not going to solve the problem of gun violence, not even close. And this person's correct. The overwhelming majority of gun violence, if you will, is in handguns. And it's illegal, handguns. They won't add that to it. It's not from legal. And the assault weapons, I've told you guys this for I don't know how long. The number of people killed with assault weapons is so minuscule. More people are killed by hammers. I always use this statistic because it's funny to me. I don't know why it's weird, but it is a weird one. More people are killed in bus accidents by far than in assault weapons. Than with an assault weapon. It's crazy. It's exponential. It's hundreds versus thousands every year. But you don't hear a single leftist talking about don't ride the bus or how do we improve bus safety? They don't do it. So they say there's an opening for a Democrat willing to ignore the polling data, dismiss the fretting about gun-happy white working-class voters, suffer the wrath of the NRA, stake a claim as a champion of sweeping gun control. But there's no guarantee anyone will want to take it. Yeah, because anybody that would take that position is going to lose, and rightfully so. See, this is what I want to explain to you folks. People know deep down in their psyche when something is right versus wrong. The left won't touch this. And if we treat every issue like we treat gun control, they'll stop touching those too. This is the most stupid, specious argument amongst a litany of others, but this one's one of the largest.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.